This is a serenade in the Serenade in E flat major, K375, one of the movements, the Adagio, by Mozart. Now, this is not chamber music. These serenades were written for roving minstrel bands of guys who had found, you know, wind instruments like clarinets and bassoons and so forth. And they would walk on the streets and they would play under people's windows, and a lot of the time that was arranged by the owners of the home, and then they would be paid money for coming around and doing this. So these were called this kind of stuff was called harmonian music, and to this day there are like musical societies that do this. They don't walk around the streets anymore. But if there's a parade or something, they'll be right there. And so this is the origin of the city bands that we have in many towns in the US today. So the whole idea originated in Germany. This is Voo Vivendo by Camarata Brazil, and that's all I know about that tune. Now, Wagner was unhappily married, but around 1870 he fell in love with the daughter of Franz Liszt, Cosima, who happened to be married to the conductor von Bülow. After a while, the respective spouses allowed the two of them to move in together, and they had a child, the famous Siegfried Wagner, who at one time controlled Wagner's opera hall in Bavaria called Bayreuth. Anyway, either Siegfried's or his mother's birthday was Christmas Day, I believe. So Wagner wrote this lovely one instrument per part tone poem called Siegfried Idyll, and early morning on Christmas Day arranged for 13 players to play it on the stairs of his grand home in the hills of Munich or wherever he lived at that time. And it has become one of his most well-loved creations, ironically, because of course Wagner was principally responsible for the expansion of the orchestra of his day from about 45 to 50 players to 109 odd players playing different sizes of horns and different sizes of trombones and things like that. So here we have just 13 players playing this lovely piece, and here is the about two-thirds of it. It just go on and on and on. So I'm playing up to the place where it gets a bit rowdy, and then we kind of fade out. Here is Siegfried Idyll by Richard Wagner.
Thank you.
Here's a relatively infrequently played piece by Maurice Ravel called Introduction and Allegro for a string quartet, flute, clarinet, and harp. It runs for more than 10 minutes, but I'll play about 4 minutes of it. This is James Galway, Richard Stoltzman, Heidi Lewalde on flute, clarinet, and harp, respectively, and the Tokyo String Quartet. Brings to an end our special edition of Chamber Music. My name is Archie. This is Archie's Archives, and thank you for listening. Hope you tune in again next week for another 2 hours of Archie's Archives.